Well, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Worship Security Academy podcast. If you are here for the first time, welcome. My name is Simon Osimo, and I'm going to dive straight into this week's question. Now, you can only choose one. You can only choose one. What do you think is best, a uniformed church security team or a plain closed team? Now, I ask these questions in my Facebook group. We have over 1,000 members in our Facebook group. I'd invite you to join us over there for weekly conversation. I ask these questions on the community tab here on YouTube, and it's always interesting to get people's views and opinions. So the goal in this, if you live in the gray, that's okay. In real world, you need both of these. But today, for today, you have to say, you have to articulate to me, why would you choose one over the other? So I guess let me start with my view first, and then I'll lead us through what the data was when asked it in the group. So many of you know, yes, I was former head of counterterrorism at Mall of America, and the Mall of America in Minnesota has a clandestine program that I used to oversee. There are undercover officers that are looking for behaviors outside of baseline, look for unattended items, looking for suspicious vehicles. So you need the clandestine. And yes, the mall has a heavy security presence with uniformed security personnel. So in a real world, you need both of these, but I've got to answer my own question. I've got to choose one. So I think in a house of worship, in a church, I think I would go with a safety team, men and women that wear sports coats or they're in professional attire. Maybe they've got a lanyard around their neck that says volunteer or church safety. Perhaps some of them are carrying a firearm, so the sports coat on the men and women is going to hide their sidearm. I think that's mostly where I would go as to a plainclothes team, because they can be reaching out to people's hands. Welcome to Westwood Community Church. They can be kissing babies, greeting people, telling them about the ministry. And everyone's like, who is that guy? Is that a pastor? Is that security? Who is that person who's walking around? And they can go to the parking lot. They can go to the kids' area. They can go inside the worship. And they can go to the doors. And it's this bit of a false multiplier, but no one really knows who that person is. They could be the security, we're not too sure. So I think that role is most probably better than having a uniformed church security team at this time. And again, it depends on the size of church, but I've got to answer my own question. So I would lean towards a plain closed team. So let's see what the data said. So when asked it in the Facebook group, almost unanimously, everyone agreed and said, yes, a plain closed church security team is most probably better than having church security that are uniformed. I then asked the same question on my LinkedIn. And what I like about asking my followers on LinkedIn, I have over 6,000 followers on my personal LinkedIn page. There's a lot of secular people in there, a lot of different industries. So the data is often different than in the church world. And you can see here, if you're watching on the YouTube, 58% of my LinkedIn followers said uniform security, 42% said plain clothes. So the environment matters. I've just said plain clothed. You in the Facebook group voted plain clothed. My LinkedIn followers, however, in the secular world, 58% said uniformed security. So mindset, ministry, where are you? All these different factors play a part in where you are going to go. So these questions are just a bit of fun. You've got to say an answer. Live in the gray. Share a comment. Ask all those challenging questions that you'd like to. And if I see your comments, I will respond. But as it stands today, what would be your answer? Plain clothes security team or a uniformed security team? You can only choose one. You can only choose one. And before we depart, I just want to tell you about our decision decks that we have. These are our church safety and security, critical thinking, judgment cards. Now, how are people using these decision decks? They're asking them one-on-one. They're picking a card and saying, how would I respond to this scenario? They're asking them one to many. What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? Getting their answers and discuss. Some people are now using them for interviews for people on their safety team, picking the same card and asking all the different candidates what would they do. And we have one church which is using them in a really cool way for tabletop exercises. They're putting a deck of cards on each table and they're leading discussions around those cards. If you haven't seen our decision decks before, I'd love to encourage you to pick up a deck. So that is the question that we had. Unarmed versus plain clothed. Which way do you go? My name is Simon Osimo. I appreciate you joining me today. Until next time, stay safe. Have a blessed day. Take care, everybody.